Now we come to our first feature. Derek James of the Evening News recalls the story of Norwich's waste paper king, Alfred Warminger. His story is read by Jane Evans.
Recycling, a word we hear time and time again, as our throwaways blight the world, causing huge problems, mountains of waste, and threatening our future. Today, our paper is put in bins and collected, but there was a time when there was money to be made out of it. Join me on a journey back to a place which became one of the largest independent recycling plants in the country, operated by one of the greatest characters from recent history in Norwich and Norfolk. His name was Alfred Warminger, who led an extraordinary life. From hitting the national headlines in the 1930s when, at the age of 13, he opened a cinema in Norwich and took it on tour. He went on to become an RAF fighter pilot in the war, a world-famous glider flyer, a councillor and a city sheriff. The story starts during the Second World War, when the government launched a national salvage campaign to promote recycling and the reuse of materials. Those who didn't bother faced a hefty fine or even prison. Following the end of the war, Alfred, who wanted to start an airline in Australia, reluctantly took on the family waste paper and haulage business and, understandably, had a change of heart when he made £1,600 in the first year. That's £60,000 in today's money. Flying was his first love, and shortly after the war ended, he was seen in the skies above Norwich towing a banner with his slogan, "Warminger wants waste paper." In 1946, he opened his first proper waste paper yard on a bomb site at White Hart Yard on Burr Street, before moving to a larger site. And in 1951, R.G. Carters built his Carters Waste Paper Depot, which some of us remember so well. In the following years, money was tight and there was a steady stream of boys and girls of all ages from across the city heading to Warminger's, laden with newspapers. Jan, his daughter, recalls so well. "Nestled in my cosy den, on the very top of a huge pile of dusty Hessian sacks and leafing through comics, I would gaze down at these processions through a grubby high window. Like moths to a flame, walking, carrying, pushing, pulling, they doggedly transported their precious cargoes, using borrowed rusty barrows, bicycles, doll's prams, pushchairs, old prams, rickety wooden go-carts and soapbox trolleys. They trundled their precarious loads along Burr Street's uneven pavements and cobbles. Scout troops, church groups and schools all collected and stored waste paper. One troop raised enough money to buy land and build a new HQ. So how much was this paper worth? Well, a decent trolley load would yield about 2 shillings and sixpence, or 12.5 pence, in the early 60s. And it wasn't just children arriving with prams. Oh no, this was big business. There was a steady stream of trucks, vans and cars queuing up for the weighbridge. There were farmers with big feed bags in bulging trailers, vicars in their Morris 1000 travellers stuffed with parochial waste, and even nuns with convent waste. Then there were traders and shopkeepers, all with their cardboard packaging, and so it went on. More than 40 men and women worked at the depot, and it was hard, physical labour on and off the conveyor belt. They certainly earned every penny of their wages, and once the paper was baled, Alfred's lorries took it off to other parts of the country and abroad to Spain and Holland. By the 1970s, this amounted to a huge 15,000 tonnes a month.